9b. Listening. Speaker 1.
Just after I left drama school, I was cooking supper for my boyfriend and another bloke who we were working with in the theatre. And I was going to do spaghetti bolognese and I wanted some green peppers. And I didn't realise then that there was a difference between green peppers and green chilli peppers. And so I cooked the spaghetti bolognese and I couldn't quite understand why my underneath my nails was burning so terribly, but I just kept washing my hands and ignored it. And then we sat down to eat and Jeff, the friend who'd come, took one mouthful of the spaghetti bolognese before either of us did and fell off his chair onto the floor. And I'm afraid the whole lot had to go into the bin. It was the most horrendous experience.
Speaker 2.
One particular one, when I just bought a new oven and I'd invited some friends round and I was going to cook a piece of roast meat. And I put it in my new oven and turned it on and left it for an hour to cook. Mm-hmm. And when I opened the oven door, I realised I'd put the grill on, not the oven, so that the top of the meat was completely charred and underneath it was completely raw. So the meal was completely ruined.
Did
so I had to send out for a takeaway.
Speaker 3.
Well, it didn't really involve cooking as such, but it was certainly a bad preparing food experience. My family, we went to Italy, and everybody in my family enjoyed the antipasti, the bruschetta. So I thought when I came home that I would reinvent this. It's very simple, basically. It's little bits of bread with lovely tomato sauce on top and garlic. Mm. And I'd asked an Italian waiter, and my Italian isn't very good, so I thought that I'd interpreted well what he'd said. However, you're supposed to rub the garlic on the bread, the sort of slightly toasted bread, just a little on one side. However, I went mad and was rubbing for a minute on both sides of the bread. Then I put the tomato sauce on and handed it to my family, and they all spat it out. It was inedible. I think we threw it away.